Greetings. I'm Sybilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK explores your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. You can share yours at WMUK.org. We first heard this story in February. Raven Britt was at a dinner party a couple of years ago when one of the other guests made a prediction. Raven had just told him about her recent move to Kalamazoo.
And he said, "You'll stay." And I was like, "Excuse me?"
The man went on to suggest that nobody really leaves Kalamazoo, not the native-born and not transplants. He said that people who take off for a while inevitably come back, and he told Raven that this phenomenon has a name.
"Don't you know, it's not Kalamazoo, it's Kalamaglue." And I said, "Oh my."
Raven says that when this Kalamaglue conversation took place, she was still learning to drive in the snow. Raven grew up in Lansing, but she lived in New York City for more than a decade before she came to Kalamazoo. So that Raven can know her future, we're going to investigate this idea that Kalamazoo has adhesive properties. The Kalamaglue theory stuck with Raven as she met more and more people who seemed to confirm it. People such as David Feaster, who lived everywhere from New Jersey to Arizona before he took a job in Kalamazoo in 1990. Feaster says he expected to move on to a larger city, but it never happened.
"I ended up meeting a partner, falling in love, buying a house. The things that you do when you feel comfortable and established in a place."
Feaster says he feels that his voice is heard in Kalamazoo, and he says he's found it affordable, especially compared with the cost of living in a larger city. Raven met another transplant, Corey Jock, who moved here in 2000 to study at Western Michigan University.
"And just kind of fell in love with this side of the state. I love how green it is and how close we are to Lake Michigan, and there's so much less concrete and traffic than on the east side of the state where I grew up."
Clearly, some people who move to Kalamazoo do get attached. But there's a problem with this supposed evidence of Kalamaglueness.
"The people that you're talking to are the people who are here. They're the people who stayed."
Michelle Miller Adams is a senior researcher at Kalamazoo's W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. We reached out to her for a scientific look at Kalamazoo's supposed stickiness. And Miller Adams sees a selection bias at work.
"You didn't line up all the people who were here and hear from those who left and those who stayed."
Consider people who are now in their mid to late 30s who were born in Kalamazoo County. Roughly 6 in 10 of them still live somewhere in the greater Kalamazoo metro area, according to the nonprofit research group Opportunity Insights. The rest of those native-born 30-somethings have apparently done the unthinkable and left Kalamazoo. But that doesn't mean that Kalamazoo isn't sticky for certain people. For instance, families with children in the Kalamazoo public schools. Miller Adams says enrollment has grown by a quarter since the launch of the Promise Scholarship.
"It actually, apart from the first year when a bunch of new people came to Kalamazoo, it has to do with a decline in the exit rates from the district, that fewer people than did in the past are leaving the district over time."
But aside from KPS and the Promise, how sticky is Kalamazoo? Here we come to the critical issue of age. It turns out that how old you are factors into how likely you are to leave town. Miller Adams and her colleague, senior regional analyst Brian Patelko, looked at data from the American Community Survey on migration in and out of Kalamazoo County.
"Because we are a college town, there's a lot of moving in around the, 18 to 20-something year old."
That's that huge spike on the graph.
Huge spike on the graph, right. And then there's a moving out spike as well, which is presumably when people are finishing college.
And the pattern looks similar for Kalamazoo's peer communities around the University of Michigan and Michigan State University. Miller Adams says that for all three areas, after that early 20s moving out spike, things change.
"Everything flattens out and it stays really, really, really flat."
In other words, people stop moving around so much. Things flatten out even faster in Kalamazoo than around the U of M or Michigan State. The Upjohn Institute's Brian Patelko says he wouldn't read too much into a year-to-year change.
"But by about your early 30s, wherever you're living, I hope you like it."
Miller Adams, Patelko, and I turn to Raven. She doesn't have kids in KPS, but she is in her 30s, and she looks a little stunned at this seeming confirmation that she'll never leave Kalamazoo.
"Oh, boy. Oh, dear."
The takeaway is that if you only look at age, you could reasonably conclude that Raven is likely to stay put. Not because Kalamazoo is especially sticky, but because people generally don't move that much after 30, or at least after 40, in these three communities. Of course, some people do move after they've turned 30, and Raven could leave Kalamazoo if she chose to, right? Raven says she doesn't know if she'll stay forever, but for now, she adds,
I'm embracing it. Yep. I'm blooming where I am planted, and right currently I'm planted in Kalamazoo County.
This story first aired in February. You can share your questions about life in Southwest Michigan at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.